Tuesday's attacks prompted a litany of terms to describe the feelings of those who viewed them: horror, terror, sadness, anger. Volunteer firefighter Bill Hamilton Jr. watched on television as rescue workers rushed to help others, and he suggests they provide a vivid example for young people to admire.
Too often, our kids, sometimes even encouraged by their parents, identify their heroes as sports figures or television stars or even business personalities. After witnessing yet again the hundreds of fire and emergency service workers responding to another major disaster in this country, in my mind, only they truly qualify for that title. When your kitchen catches fire as you prepare Sunday dinner, or your neighbor's heart stops as he cuts his grass, no one from the WWF or the NFL will come to your aid. When your dad with Alzheimer's goes missing, or your teen is trapped beneath the steering wheel of his overturned car some rainy Friday night, no one from the NBA or the NHL will be of any help whatsoever. Since Pennsylvania's own Benjamin Franklin established the first emergency response service in America, the men and women who have served in these capacities, firefighters, police, medics, search and rescue technicians, and so many others, truly have served as our nation's first real line of defense, largely without acknowledgment, sometimes under ridicule. As September 11th rightfully continues to be described as a day that changed America, I hope it also will become the day our use of the word hero will have become reserved for those who truly deserve such a noble title. Those brave souls who ran into the World Trade Center to render aid to their fellow New Yorkers, those who valiantly fought the raging fire at the Pentagon in Arlington, and even those who responded to the Somerset County, Pennsylvania plane crash scene and eventually secured the site for investigators, each went right to work because he or she knew there was a chance to save a life, even if doing so could cost them their own. They had no big government plans or policies. They had no radar systems or missiles to defend themselves. They signed no autographs or multi-million-dollar contracts or sports drink endorsement deals. They didn't hit home run records and then sell the ball for thousands of dollars or keep track of shots on goal and auction off a hockey stick. They just did their jobs. Sadly, many of them died in providing their service. Yes, September 11th changed America. It identified once and for all who are America's real heroes. But it's who they always were. Police, firefighters, medics, and other emergency service responders, career and volunteer. I thank God for every one of them who responded so bravely, and mourn with those who so unfortunately have been left behind by some who made the supreme sacrifice to serve and protect the rest of us.
Volunteer firefighter Bill Hamilton Jr. is a life member of the Latrobe, Pennsylvania Volunteer Fire Department and past president of the Pennsylvania Fire and Emergency Services Institute.